Hi everyone, Farmington Mayor Nate Duckett. With us today on the Mayor's Table is Parks, Recreation, Cultural Affairs Director Shauna Reeves. If you're passionate about the city and you're looking for a job that's bigger than you are, then Parks and Recreation may have a job that's right for you. Hey everyone, Farmington Mayor Nate Duckett, thank you for joining us for another episode of the Mayor's Table. Today's kind of a public service announcement of sorts, I think. With us today is our friend, the Director of Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Affairs, Shauna Reeves. How are you?
Morning, Mayor.
Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, I wanted to have you on earlier and earlier in the year because I kind of saw some things coming up down the road that was going to impact our ability maybe to do the job that your team does and they do so well. And that deals directly with the hiring of employees.
Yes.
Which, by the way, anybody watching this, I'm sure, is aware of the necessity of getting people back into the workforce or finding, you know, employees. There's 11.4 million jobs available in the United States.
That's an incredible number.
That's an incredible number. And I think here in this community, there's probably 1 million of those. Just
1 million jobs.
But Parks Recreation plays such an important role in creating this community that we love so much. I mean, anytime somebody comes in from the outside, when they get to drive through the town or go experience some of our parks, that's always what they take away is what beautiful parks we have. And I attribute that, of course, to longstanding leadership in this community who put a focus on that part of our quality of life, and certainly to the team that currently is operating in that role as well. But, you know, the years of the pandemic have had an impact on our staff. Mm-hmm. And certainly now, as we're facing 10% inflation, you know, the cost of energy and gas going up, that poses other challenges for individuals who would be normally commuting for those jobs.
Right.
So I wanted to bring you on. If maybe you could just share with us some insight on being, you know, why is working in Parks and Recreation a great job for somebody, the opportunities that exist there, and then we can get into what all you all do. I mean, it's pretty broad.
It is very broad. I think people think of Parks and Rec and they have their own little vision that comes to mind. So if you're athletic, maybe you think of ball fields only. Or if you like to swim, you might think of Bistai Bay, you know. Or if you, maybe if you've adopted an animal, you might think of us. But a lot of people don't realize we have the animal shelter in our department.
I forget about that one too.
Yeah. So animal shelters, civic center, senior center, museums. That's another outlier that sometimes isn't even in municipal government.
The lake. The medians.
I love medians because they either don't know we have them or they attribute every median to us.
Sure.
And some of those are just privately owned medians, especially, you know, when you're driving down East Main by the mall. If they're on the sides, those aren't ours, but if they're in the middle, they are ours. So,
right.
So it's tricky, but we have a lot of developed medians here and over 2,000 acres of parkland. 58 parks we take care of that are developed.
I got to remember the number 58. 58. I know it's in the 50s. 58,
just
by the way.
Just say 50 plus.
That's my number, 58.
Number?
So I should not forget that.
You should not forget that.
But we add parks all the time.
So Parks and Rec is weird. We have like our own little circle of life. And I joke about that because we provide the quality of life aspect. So if we don't have employees, we can't keep that up for people. And the employees that are working are impacted by the lack of employees because people who typically work in our department have a passion. Because there's a lot of work that goes into restrooms and shelters and trash cans and
mowing
animal shelters and mowing.
Raking ball fields. And
blowing leaves in the fall, you know, irrigation leaks. Even when you start looking at pools and museums and things like that, there's so many things behind the scenes that we do to put on the programs.
Civic Center, sound
Civic Center.
And lights and...
It's so true. We could go on and on.
Yeah.
So we are short. We are a little short-staffed, and we have been for about 2 years now, significantly short-staffed. But again, it's not because we don't have the budget. You know, Mayor and Council and Rob, you guys have all been so supportive of providing us with those positions. We are just having a hard time filling them. And I know whatever industry you're in right now, everybody's hearing that same story, and
sure.
You're seeing it.
Right. Well, the opportunity to work in a position – where, and this phrase has been used, is doing something that's bigger than yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you're doing something like Parks and Recreation, you're creating an atmosphere, you're creating a place. Like you said earlier, if you're a runner, or if you're a swimmer, or if you are a parent or a grandparent, I mean, whatever the case may be, there may be something in this Parks and Recreation realm that you love,
mm-hmm.
that is yours, and you promote it, and you talk about it, and you tell it to other people. But to work in those environments, you get to contribute to that. You are creating that quality of life and idea of what a great place that we live, which is really, really important, certainly from the aspect of many things. I mean, I think of just for those who've been here forever and seen this community develop and to see what it's become and what a beautiful place it is, but also looking towards the future and trying to grow economically and grow your base of the individuals who call mm-hmm. this place home. They're looking for those places that they can, that they can subscribe themselves to.
Absolutely.
So having you on here, I don't know if you could paint a picture maybe of what those positions look like. I mean, I don't know if we can talk pay on the air. I mean, it varies.
It does vary. Most of our, so PRCA is unique in the fact that we still have a lot of need and availability for seasonal help and also temporary help. So seasonal can be different because you can work a season, but you could work 40 hours. So particularly in our park operations and summer recreation type things, those are very seasonal positions. So we bring you on with the intent of working you 40 hours for a season. And so we pay in the range of $12 to $14 an hour for those types of jobs. Then we have temporary. Those are still part-time, non-benefited jobs, but temporary jobs are usually year-round.
Okay.
So we work you 20 hours or less, depending on what your availability is and what you can do or what division you're in. And those jobs also range anywhere from 12 to 14. Some of them are higher paying jobs for that temporary. And then we have our full-time jobs.
Well, I'm glad you pointed out the word temporary. I've always looked at, when I hear the word temporary, that means, I'm not going to be here very long. But really, it's part-time.
That's right.
So temporary is really a part-time position.
Absolutely.
You're employed with the city, but you're working less than...
And we love... our part-timers. We love our temporaries. I mean, they enhance what we can offer, and they're integral to that. So, we have a variety of positions. We talk about park operations right now a lot, and that is simply because that particular division it's the landscapes to the buildings, it's the medians, it's the athletic field, it's the parks, it's the playground structures, it's vector control and graffiti. It's a very large division, and a division that we can't scale back to match the labor that we do have. So we have to protect the infrastructure there because it's so much investment on this community and our organization. And so when we don't have people, things just go undone. So if
you notice,
The other day I was driving down East Main, and right in front of Taco Bell there, I see a geyser, and I'm getting on the phone because I'm like, oh gosh, we have an irrigation leak. So we're able to shut that off. But it could take us 2 days right now to be able to repair that because we simply don't have enough people. So that means that median is being hand watered because we can't water it with the system. So we've got a lot of extra work that's happening because we don't have enough people to help us. Same with restrooms. We have about 15 permanent restrooms that we have strategically placed. We clean those every morning at 7 a.m. Every shelter that we have that goes next to a permanent restroom gets blown off with the blowers, and we hose them down because, you never know. You don't want sticky ants with ice cream cones left over. So we do those. Park benches get cleaned. Trash gets picked up along the trails and out at the lake. And now we have the newer police station that we're going to eventually take over with the landscape there. So... and then just beautification projects we've done. Main Street is really starting to finish up and look beautiful.
I wanted to compliment you on that because a lot of people thought we were done. We're not done.
No.
And you can drive down there today and see the addition of the landscaping, the plants, and now the rocks that have been put into those areas. Really, it's coming together and it's looking very nice. So
thank you.
Thank you for you and your team for that work.
But between... that landscape and the Civic Center, that takes about four times as long maintenance-wise because we've added components that look beautiful and that are functional places for people. So, that we always talk park operations. We need people. We need people who want to come in. They want to have flexible hours. They want to learn something. These are actually more career-driven jobs for temporary and part-time people than you think, and seasonals. because you learn how to address a ball field. We don't have schools here that teach those, but we do have in-house people who are highly qualified. We can impart our skills and knowledge, and you never know where that'll take you in the city. It's a great job, and it's designed. Our divisions are designed for succession planning because we do have to have homegrown employees here.
Sure. What I love, too, is the fact that there's probably a position for anybody of any age. I mean, you know, from the lifeguards.
And yes. We've
talked extensively about lifeguards, I think on this show and probably on my radio show, because it's a national shortage of lifeguards.
Absolutely.
That was certainly caused by having all the pools shut down for, you know, months on end. And so, therefore, you weren't doing lifeguard certification tests. Mm-hmm. And aquatics is a big part of the Parks and Recreation offering. And we're talking about, obviously, the Aquatic Center, Lions Pool, Bisti Bay, Lake Farmington. I mean, all of those places require a staff of people to be operating. And people may have noticed the beach right now at Lake Farmington, there's
unguarded
right now because we don't have staff to do that. Mm-hmm. You may have showed up to go swimming at a certain time at a pool, and there's no lifeguards available, so therefore we can't open up the pool to the public. But how old do you have to be a lifeguard?
So 15 years old.
15 years old. That's a great first job.
It is a great first job. And let me tell you why. Not everyone can be a lifeguard because there are some physically challenging components to it. And swimming, if you're not a swimmer, getting ready for that, it takes all muscles of that. But it's an incredible, incredible career starting job. You learn public speaking skills. You learn difficult people, like how to approach people in different, because you've got to ask someone nicely without offending them, walk, or please don't do that. So, and then you can become a swimming instructor. I don't know about you, but little kids love their swimming lesson instructors.
I still remember
They remember
mine.
Their names.
I still remember mine.
Like, I remember who taught me how to swim, because that's a very trusting, you're not with your parents, you're trusting a stranger with your life.
They're holding you while you float on your back, and you're learning how to float.
Mm-hmm. But you're managing cash, you're managing buildings, you're learning to, it's really great skill set. And the thing about lifeguarding is it's very flexible. And something, if you can work 12 hours during the school year, great. If you can only work 4, we've got a shift for you. If you can only work Sundays, we've got a shift for you. If you cannot work Sundays, we have availability. It's so flexible, and we work around that. If you've got a sport, we do that. If you're in band or choir or you are in theater or whatever it is, we've got your back. You can come and work this job. And most of the time, it's interesting. You know, it's hours and hours in a seat where you don't, but man, that first time you save some kid's life, it's an adrenaline rush like nothing ever.
And those things actually happen.
They do happen.
I mean, that's the thing about it. We need those lifeguards for that very reason. Mm-hmm. Sometimes things don't go right and somebody needs to be saved.
And it could be a step in the door. If you're a lifeguard and you're thinking, hey, I want to be a firefighter, you're already in the life-saving mode. You've got the basic CPR, you've got life-saving measures, you're physically in those challenges. You can step into the next. You want to be a police officer from there, at least you're getting that aspect of public safety.
Sure, EMT.
You know? Absolutely. So those are good doors. You know, the recreation center is another one. We have jobs that range from the fact that if you're quiet and timid and you just rather sit at the front desk and welcome people in the front door, sign them in for racquetball, sign them in for pickleball, give them a basketball, we have that. That's a great opportunity in the evening, 4 to 8. Come. Do excellent customer service. You have time to do your homework in between customers. I mean, it is an excellent job. If you like doing summer recreation programs, planning camps, getting in on the ORI side of things, planning trips and hikes, we've got all that for you. You know, so we
very have, diverse.
It is.
And then, like you said earlier, the animal shelter.
Yeah.
All the things you can do at the animal shelter.
Totally.
And people may have noticed that there's days the animal shelter's not been open because they didn't have staff to open the animal shelter.
That's another one of our critical divisions. People don't realize it does not behoove us to close those doors because people aren't adopting. And if people aren't adopting, animals aren't moving. And if we can't transfer them out, you know, the unthinkable can happen. And so far, we've been very, very lucky that we haven't had that. But it's a very stressful thing on our staff to close those doors. It's not what we want to do. However, we can't open to the public if we don't have people who can't help us clean and feed those animals.
Right.
So
it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Sean, I want to make sure we at least make mention of some things that we were planning on doing.
Yes.
That we, and things we're going to do.
Right.
But maybe in particular, we had an aqua park planned.
Totally.
To be done at Lake Farmington by now.
A killer one.
Yes. Bigger, better, stronger, faster. I mean, the whole thing. This thing was going to be awesome.
Still is going to be, but we postponed it.
But we've had to postpone it. The All Abilities Park that has, you know, we just discussed this the other night. You know, we're 50, 60% of design. That is a large facility at the old Tibbetts Middle School. Mm-hmm. That's going to require, again, I was thinking the other night in the meeting, how many people is it going to take to maintain that type of facility? And it's a game-changing facility.
It is.
And it's something that will put a signature on this community that we want. We want to be known for those things, but it's going to need people. Mm-hmm. There's been big push for us to extend beautification efforts, extend the median program, you know,
yes,
to do more medians. I am certainly a proponent of that as well, but it takes people to get those things done and accomplished. So, you know, I just wanted, that's why I wanted to bring you on the show. There's so much that is yet to be done that we have planned to do that's going to make this community even better. Gateway Park, another example, the River Wave features that we want to include. Mm-hmm. All of those are going to require staffing to do so and volunteers. That's the other part. And then even to that next step, you know, as a user of our facilities, I want to make sure that I'm doing my part to take care of the things that are mine, under my control to take care of. But also if I see trash, if I see things that are out of sorts, to make sure I'm picking it up, or I'm notifying somebody that, you know, this seemed wrong, this isn't right.
Right.
You know, I want to make sure you guys are aware of what's going on. That's a part I think all of us in this community have to play, because we love our parks and we love the facilities. And we know what good they bring for all of us.
I guess I would say, Mayor, that our PSA to the public today just needs to be, you know, inquire. Find something. We've got the golf course. You want to drive around? You might be driving the water cart. You might be driving the when the Grill on the Hill's back open. Hey, put your order in cart. You might be working the driving range.
You might be a ranger. You might,
that's right.
Even just the person behind the counter welcoming people.
Mm-hmm. You could be a lake host. You could be out there learning about invasive aquatic species. You know, looking at people, handing out the trash bags that we've ordered that, you know, have our outdoor pledge on them and say, hey, here you go. It's not difficult jobs. You're making money, you're making friends, you're making an impact, and you're learning a set of skills that you don't know. Once you're in the city, you sort of learn about other job opportunities that maybe for some reason people get overlooked, but they don't really know all that we do, all that City of Farmington does. So if you're in, you know. And it's not like you can't have your choice of opportunities to really make a difference. So.
No, there's so many departments and so much opportunity to learn new things. And
such a need.
But a great career. Nonetheless, I mean,
absolutely.
Great retirement opportunity options available with that. But even if that's not where you're gearing, even if you're in retirement right now, or you're looking for a first job, or you're, you know, whatever the case may be, there's somewhere in this that if you're passionate about parks, you're passionate about the city, you have a willingness to work with people and have a great attitude, then there's no endless opportunities.
You know, you make me think about what I saw on the news the other day. Back east, there is a 70-year-old woman who took the lifeguarding class, just a lifeguard, so that her community pool could be open. And so you are never too young, you're never too old. If you're too young to work, come volunteer. We'll take you, we'll start training you. It makes even getting a job less intimidating, less difficult, you already know. And if you're retired, we probably have something for you that we could desperately use your seasoned skill set for. I mean, I'd say let's do it.
Sean, I think you do a great job, and I appreciate the work that your staff, you know, that they put in. We've got a big event coming up here in the next week. We've got Connie Mack World Series. That's an all hands on deck event.
It is.
I mean, you can see the park superintendents out there, you know, dragging fields and doing everything that they do, and we just can't thank you enough.
The team that's working now is certainly a dedicated team.
Yeah.
So they are incredible.
And before we get off here, I can't forget this, the Juniper Basin Bike Park.
Yeah.
That's another amenity thing that would have to have some additional staff to take care of.
Well, and the special event. So if you were around here during the 4th of July and you loved the 4th
oh
of July,
we
brought back the Ice Cream Social. We did a free concert at the Civic Center because that's what that plaza was designed for. It was beautiful. It was well attended. I'd say we had between 1,200 and 1,500 people here. If we want to see more special events like that, and believe me, this team has ideas, we need people to pull them off. You know, we're going to do the balloon rally.
People. Riverfest. You know, I mean,
it goes on and on.
It's endless. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes this a great community to live in. So,
yeah.
100%. Well, Shauna, thanks for being here. Any final words or anything?
No, come work for us. Come out. Give us a shot.
I think that's the right words for sure. Well, thank you for joining us, and we appreciate everything that you do in this community. Please go out there, be an ambassador for your city. do your part to make sure you're keeping things clean. We talk about that a lot on here. We talk about the mayor's challenge. We want to make sure people are taking care of what they can take care of. But certainly, we could use you as an ambassador to go out and recruit for us. Let's make sure we're taking care of these facilities the right way and looking forward to those new facilities to come. So thanks for joining us again here on the Mayor's Table. We'll see you next time. Stay tuned.
See you. Thanks.